We want to know you, Lord. Deeper and deeper, and higher, and we want to walk with you longer and longer, and stronger. I'm here, Lord, because I want to know you, Lord. Deeper and deeper, and higher, and I want to walk with you longer and longer, and stronger. So won't you pour out your spirit? Won't you pour out your mercy? Won't you pour out your healing? Won't you pour out your goodness? Won't you pour out your glory on us? 'Cause we wanna know you, Lord. Deeper and deeper, and higher, and we want to walk with you longer and longer, stronger and stronger. There's a person here tonight, and you have a very low opinion of yourself. When you look at yourself in the mirror, you almost cry every time because you feel like such a failure. A failure to your family, a failure to yourself, a failure to the expectations that have been placed on you by other people. But God wants to know that He loves you. And He made you, and He knit you together in your mother's womb. You're not an accident, and you're not a disappointment to the Lord God Almighty. So put your chin up and start to think about your life with endless possibility. Your Father is calling you upward. Your Father is calling you on. So no more sad days. No more just gonna stay in bed days. No more don't wanna try days. God's got plans for you. And God's got a purpose for you. And God's got a beautiful life for you. So look up and see that He's calling you. Come on, come on up. Come on up. Throw out that low opinion of yourself. Because you're a daughter of the Most High. You're a son of God. And maybe you don't understand what that means, but I can assure you, He is well pleased and loves you very, very much. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You've got a pattern of thinking about yourself, and it's turned into a bad habit, the way you look at yourself, the way you perceive yourself. It's a bad habit. Change to believe what God says about you. You're an overcomer. You'll finish the fight till the final round. You'll stay in the fight. You'll finish the fight. You're not going under. God is holding you right now You might be down here and there, feeling like it's hopeless. We all dip down, up. But that's when God can remind us by His Spirit, you're an overcomer and we're winning. So we're going to stand up and we're going to stay up. We're going to stand up and we're going to stay up. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Would you mind just praying in the Holy Spirit a little bit with me as we begin the service? Thank you, Father. Kromaso vrevre. Amalai amaso freprea. Kim rafa sai trefre. Ialava hasamarai. Grosso brefrea. Timala lubroco chosum brefre. Ila macosu cromoco rede brepre kicha sombre freprea. Alavre messe pre. Thank you, Lord. Amai sovre prea fa paire de roboco chosu. Thank you, Lord. When we received direction to start these meetings many, many years ago, the Lord said, create a platform that I can move from by my Holy Spirit. We're not interested in the move of man or the move of woman. We're not interested in a move of the human race. We're interested in the move of the Holy Spirit, because that's when real changes occur, and that's when permanent changes occur. God can speak to you tonight, just a few little words that can change your life forever. Get up. You're winning. And stay up. Don't go down again. Stay up. Fight for me. Win for me. Work for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, the ushers are in the aisle. If you would like to have a Bible tonight to follow along with, they would be so happy to serve you with one. You can hand it in at the end of the service. We are talking about more than conquering, but not me, really. I want you to know the background, what happens behind the scenes for us to be able to get up and have 8 pages of notes on more than conquering. Well, inside that little apartment over there, usually Friday night after the service, I go back into the room after I've done my best to say what He told me to say from last week, and I say, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, only You can teach the people. Only You can teach Your word. Only You know what to say. Only You know how to break it down so simply that people that even English isn't their first language can understand how to conquer, how to win, how to be victorious. What's that process like? Only You know how to do this, Lord. Teach me so I can teach. Teach me so I can teach. And I want to acknowledge tonight the teaching gift. The teaching gift. God gives people gifts on earth for other people. The teaching gift isn't for me to teach myself. The teaching gift isn't something that I actually own. But it's a gift on my life that I can develop for the purpose of accelerating the spiritual growth and victories in other people's lives. So I want to acknowledge that tonight and honestly let you know, if it weren't for the gift of God, I couldn't put 2 scriptures together and make sense of them. I wouldn't know where to go. I wouldn't know what to say. I wouldn't know what to do. The Holy Spirit teaches people through gifts that He gives on the earth. And that's been in manifestation here at Rhema, the teaching gift, the teaching anointing. where you can come and sit in these classrooms and for 2 years or 3 years or 4 years and learn in 2 years what would have taken you 40 to 50 years for you to learn all by yourself. Do you understand? A teaching gift will accelerate and shorten the amount of time that it takes you to go from baby to full measure or full stature, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And as we approach tonight, honestly, I sat in my room and I checked my heart, and I sat in my room and I checked my heart, because as a teacher, for me to be faithful with the teaching gift, that means I need to study. If I'm going to honor the anointing on my life, I need to be in the Word all the time, and I need to study all the time. That's being faithful to what He's called me to do. In the Word, studying all the time, checking my heart. What do you want to say, Lord? What do you want to do, Lord? Because I need to see that in my heart in order to stand before you and even say one word. And the Lord said to me several times tonight, I want to heal the people. I want to heal the people. And I said, okay, Lord, show me exactly what you want to do and how you want to do it. And He said, right in the middle of the speaking, I'll point things out or point people out, and I'll let them know that I want to heal them. So don't be surprised tonight if right in the middle of the message that the Lord will single you out and say, I want to heal you, come forward to have hands laid on you. That's how He wants to move tonight. And I saw that before the service. So I can stand here tonight very confident that that's what the Lord wants to do. Create a platform that God can move from by His Holy Spirit. He moves by His Holy Spirit in the teaching and the preaching of the Word. He moves by His Holy Spirit, the anointing to heal. Thank you, Lord. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, gifts of healings, working of miracles, special faith, tongues, the interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. Thank you, Lord, for the move of the Holy Spirit in this place tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your presence here tonight. Thank you, Father, that you want to move. And it takes people that can see that on the inside, know what you want to do, for you to manifest through them. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. I'm not sure if you're aware, so many of you are first-year students, but when I was a 19-year-old girl, I had a tumor on my wrist, and my mom had scheduled with the doctor to get it taken off. And when I was about 5 or 6 years old, I also had a tumor on my leg. And it was like a big marshmallow when they took it out. My dad took me in, and they cut that tumor out of my leg, and I still bear in my body the scar from that operation. Praise God for doctors. Thank you, Lord. But then as a 19-year-old, I was a first-year student at Rhema in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And as I was sitting in class one day, I heard the Holy Spirit, not an audible voice, but I heard the Holy Spirit on the inside of me say, look down at your wrist. Just a little backstory. I had, for the first time in my life, asked the Lord to heal me. I had never received any training on how to receive healing from the Lord, or how to believe God, or how to stand on the Word of God and put my faith in what the Word of God says. But I learned that. And about 6 months before, I prayed and I asked God to heal the tumor. And I confessed with my mouth, and I believed in my heart that God would do that based on Mark 11, 22, 23, and 24, based on Isaiah 53. By His stripes, you are healed. So sitting there in a class called Christ the Healer, I heard the Lord say to me, look down at your wrist. And I argued with him. I said, I'm taking notes, Lord. And I don't want to look down at my wrist right now. And then again, look down at your wrist, Patty. And he said my name. And I just twisted my wrist and I looked down and I watched the tumor disappear right in front of my eyes. It was there and it melted away and disappeared right in front of my eyes. So there's a person on earth that's seen a miracle. It's me. I believe that with all my heart. And that's one of the reasons why Brother Dunick and I came to Samoa. Our lives were so changed and so affected by the truth of God's word. And it wasn't just word without results. It was word with tumor disappearing right in front of my eyes. And then I felt something and I didn't know what it was. I wasn't educated enough in spiritual things to understand everything that was happening to me. But I had a spiritual experience that day as a 19-year-old. And I felt warm, what seemed to be like warm honey come down on the top of my head, go all the way down, cover my entire being, go out through my feet, go out through my hands, and I sat there motionless, not knowing really what that was, because that happened after the tumor disappeared. That happened after the tumor disappeared. And I didn't think of it, didn't know what it was. But later, as I developed with the Lord said, when that oil came down on your head, that was an anointing for healing. I just went through the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. That was gifts of healing in the area of tumors and cancer. So I was healed spontaneously of a tumor, disappeared miraculously right in front of my eyes. You know, because of that experience, you could tie me up. You could tie me to a pole and you could put firewood under me and you could threaten to burn me alive and say things like, deny that Jesus is Lord. And I was like, I can't. I'm sorry, I can't. Undeniable miracles. Undeniable miracles. Undeniable miracles. The move of the Holy Spirit, the same move of the Holy Spirit that we read about in the early church. Undeniable miracles. A river of living water flowing out into the people. And he said, that anointing that I put on you is a special anointing to heal tumors and cancer. And if you tell the people this story, and if they believe, they come forward and you lay hands on them, I will heal them. Tumors have disappeared. Now that was, I'm 19. That's, how old am I? 40 years ago. Is that right? Is that possible? Just under 40 years ago. Quit doing math in your head. And to this day, as we've gone to meetings and people would come forward with tumors and they would disappear instantly, or 3 days later I'd get a phone call. The third day that thing dropped off my leg. Praise God. And this is a training center for spiritual things. And as I was sitting in third year just a couple days ago, Brother Moore made a comment, and it was about Brother Hagin's life. And he said that the Holy Spirit had corrected Brother Hagin at some point, telling him that he wasn't using the healing anointing on his life the way that he should be. And something hit me in the heart about that. That you're not using the gifts, you're not developing the gifts, you're not putting the food on the table, you're not making that available to the people. Because God wants to move here tonight more than you know. More than you know. More than you know. He would like to heal everyone here tonight. He would like to set everyone free. He would like to open everyone's spiritual eyes at a greater level so that they can begin to hear him when he calls to you, when he answers you. He would like to answer all the questions. He would like to make everything that's on your prayer list have a check mark next to it by his Spirit, by his Spirit moving. So over the last couple weeks, we've been talking about 1 John 5 and verse 4. It says that whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And we've looked at people who, by faith, by believing God, by having a relationship with God, there was a victory process in their life that when they had a problem, they called out to God like Moses, and God answered them immediately. How? By his Spirit. By his Spirit. And the Spirit of God said, hold out your rod, and Moses heard it, and Moses believed it, and Moses, by faith, did that. And based on that, stepping out in faith, based on what? Based on what the Spirit of God said to his Spirit. Moses harvested a great miracle that day, not just for himself, but for all the people there. And we see this process worked in Joshua's life, that by his Spirit appearing to Joshua and giving him the battle plan before the battle and telling him what to do to win, and Joshua believing that and telling the people that and getting them ready and having everyone line up and having the priests march over through the river with the Ark of the Covenant, that battle was won by his Spirit telling Joshua how to win. Zechariah says, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. And then we know David lost everything that he had, and he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord answered him that day by his Spirit. By his Spirit. And said, go up at once, overtake, recover all. They got everything back. Plus, they took everything that those armies had stolen from conquered nations. It was more than conquering. It was more than winning. It was more than conquering Jericho. It was more than saving the children of Israel. It was conquering the entire Egyptian army. How did that happen? By the Spirit of the Lord showing them how to win. By them hearing that and being able to believe that and then step out on that. Faith came for Moses by hearing God say, hold out your rod. Faith came for Joshua by hearing the Spirit of the Lord say, march around the city. Faith came for David by hearing the Spirit of the Lord say, go up at once, recover all. I told you the story last week of the day of Brother Dunnick's death, how I found myself exhausted and crying on the floor of the bedroom. And, oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? that Bible verse from Corinthians was going around in my heart. In my heart. But then I heard another voice. I heard the Spirit of God. My Father. My King. My Lord. Who cares about my life so much. And who knows why. But I heard him say, "You're winning. Get up." And along with that, there was this sense that when I get up, it's like a haka. I know girls don't look good doing hakas, especially me. But when I get up, it's something more than just getting up and standing there for the rest of my life. It was getting up and staying up. And never going back down. And rising up to the highest purpose that God has for me. And based on him saying, "You're winning, get up." By his Spirit, faith came. And I stood up. And I put my dukes up, as we call it. And I said to myself, "I'm never going to stop fighting to do what God has asked me to do. I'm never going to stop trying. I'm never going to go back down to the floor. I'm never going to hit the ground again. If anybody's going to hit the ground, it's going to be the enemy. And we're going to train people, and we're going to help people, and we're going to get people knowing the truth. And the same way Brother Hagin trained us, we're going to train the entire South Pacific by his Spirit." Now, there's so many things that I can tell you. The Bible talks about hidden wisdom in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And Paul said, we speak to spiritually mature people because we can. We can speak to spiritually mature people about spiritual subjects. Hidden wisdom. Wisdom, it's kind of an oxymoron. It's like saying mysterious wisdom. It's so hard to see, but you can see it. It's hidden, but you can still see it. It's hidden, but you can still hear it. It's hidden, but you can still know it. And this is what the Lord is talking about. By his Spirit, I heard, get up. By his Spirit, they heard, hold your rod out. By his Spirit, march around the city. By his Spirit, go up at once, recover all. By his Spirit, the impotent man at Lystra, Paul, seeing that that man had faith to be healed, said, "Stand up right on your feet." And the man leapt up. By his Spirit, showing him that on the inside. The man at the gate called Beautiful, John and Peter are passing by, and they would have walked by, I'm sure, as they did any other day. But today, by the Spirit, they looked at the man. They said, "We don't have silver and gold, but we've been given a commission and an assignment. We're seeing something on the inside. In the name of Jesus, get up and walk." And Peter grabbed him by the right arm and picked him up. Immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength, and the man leapt and walked and praised God. Undeniable miracles by his Spirit, showing someone on earth what he wants to do by them believing it, being at a place where they can actually hear God when he speaks, by them stepping out and acting on it, and the harvest coming in the natural realm. That sounds a lot like Mark chapter 4, the sower sows the word. See, the sower sowed the word to Moses, and he heard it, and he did it. The sower sowed the word to Joshua, and he heard it, and he did it. The sower sowed the word to David, and he heard it, and they got on their horses, and they did it. The sower sowed the word to me and said, "You're winning, get up," and I heard it, and I did it. And it's produced a harvest in my life. And it produced a harvest in Moses' life, and it produced a harvest in Joshua's life, and it produced a harvest in David's life. It produced a harvest in Peter's life. Pull that guy up by his right arm. Command him to be healed. Get used to seeing things on the inside before you see them on the outside. By his spirit, the man at the gate called beautiful was healed. By his spirit, the man at Lystra leapt up and walked. By his spirit. Thank you, Lord. I believe the Lord would like to do some things. By his spirit. By his spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise and worship team, why don't you come back up? Those of you that are here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. By his spirit, speaking to your spirit. Hidden wisdom that you can see, that you can hear, that none of the princes of this world knew. Had they known it, they would have never crucified the Lord. Eye has not seen, and ear has not heard. Physical eyes and physical ears can't receive spiritual communication. Only your spirit can touch spirit. Only your spirit can receive information from God's spirit. Eye has not seen and ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of a man intellectually by someone teaching them on earth, like in a classroom. But God has revealed things to us by his spirit to our spirit, even deep hidden things that no one would ever know unless God's spirit told your spirit. Later on in the chapter, it goes on and it says spiritual things, and this is not very, I mean, it's a stupid sounding sentence. Spiritual things are spiritually discerned. Comparing spiritual with spiritual. Physical senses can't discern spiritual communications, but spirit discerns spirit. Thank you, Lord. He wants to teach you how to operate this way. He wants you to be able to hear him when he speaks, when he shows you how to win, when he tells you what to do. Several years ago, I exploded a disc in my back. And this is a story that I didn't quite get it right, but I like to tell you stories about how I don't get things right so you don't make the same mistakes. I exploded a disc in my back, and just out of habit, I threw out, "By his stripes, I'm healed." And for about a year and a half, I just quoted that scripture over myself, and I never got better. I never recovered. And finally, I found myself sitting at my desk saying, "Lord, I always get healed. You always heal me. How come I didn't get healed?" And I heard him loud and clear. Brother Hagin trained me how to hear God's spirit. He said, "You never asked me. You just threw scriptures out into the universe. You treated me like electricity, like an impersonal power that you can just plug into and get whatever you want and then unplug. But you never came to the throne room. You never approached me personally. You never asked me to heal you. You never believed me. But you just quoted scripture," and he monologued me for a little while. He said, did you ever see anyone in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John quote scriptures at Jesus? Jesus, Mark 11:23, right now. Those of you that have been trained in faith, I said, no, Lord, I never saw someone do that. They came and they asked, with the exception of that wonderful woman with the issue of blood who just took it. And it pleased the Lord. Everyone else came personally or sent someone personally and treated God like a person and asked and said, thank you. And approached the Spirit of God and approached the person of God. And I saw it. I said, I'm so sorry, Lord. I see it. I treated it like a recipe instead of a relationship. And I got no results when I treated prayer like a recipe. What do you want me to do now? And the Lord said, go to the doctor. And that's not what I wanted to hear. I wanted to have the blown disc repaired, like the tumor disappeared instantly. But not everything that the Lord will tell you, his leadings by his Spirit, will not be the same every time for every situation. And he said, go to the doctor. And so I had faith to go to the doctor. By his Spirit, he told me, go to the doctor. And I had my second operation of my life, and now I've got two scars on my body. And the doctor said it was the biggest blown disc he'd ever seen, and that he actually had four other doctors that were in the operating theater come over and look at the blown disc and go, wow, look at the size of that blown disc. He also said, thank you. He said, usually I have to cut through like 10 inches of fat before I can get to people's backs, but it was just a little down and, you know, just a little chubbiness, and so it was an interesting experience, and I recovered, and now I run, now I jump, but for 3 years I was in so much pain, I thought about leaving Earth early, because it was that bad. But even when I got it wrong the first time, by his Spirit, he corrected me and said, Patty, you never asked me. You just threw scriptures at my face or out into the universe like they were magic words, abracadabra, alakazam. Now there's power in the Word of God, and the Word of God works, and it's forever settled in heaven. But the way I handled it and the way I treated him so impersonally, he corrected me, and I said, I'm so sorry, Lord. If you ever need help from God, you can go right to him as a father, as a person, and he'll listen to you, and he'll understand you, and he won't judge you. He won't make you feel bad. He never made me feel bad, even when I hate somebody who knows better. If you need something from God, you can go right to him as a father. And you can ask. And all the promises in him, in Christ, are yes and amen. So be it. So what do you need tonight? I'll start with this, because the Lord reminded me, you're not using the healing anointing that I placed on your life. And if you don't use it, it won't develop. It's like not using a muscle. It will atrophy. But tonight, if you're here, and if you have a tumor of any kind or a growth on your body, I told you the story that the Lord placed upon my life. And it's not me, it's him. Patty doesn't heal anybody. But there's a gift, there's an anointing for tumors and cancer. Anyone here tonight, you'd like to come and receive healing in the area of tumors or cancer. Make your way out. If you're downstairs, I will let you come up. Come up to the main service, and we'll lay hands on you. Let's sing "All My Life You Have Been Faithful." Going to change key here, Pastor. It washes over me. He washes over me. And now I am complete. Washes over me. You're stronger every day. You're stronger every day. His word is life and strength to you. Yes, you're stronger every day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Do you believe in the power of God? I believe in it too. Do you believe that when we pray, the Lord is going to heal you? Thank you, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, be healed, be strong, and be well from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, forever changed, forever free, in Jesus' name. He washes over you. He washes over you, and now you are completely free, completely free. Oh, he was. For you. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power. Do you believe in the power of God? I do too. He's healed my body so many times. Do you believe that when we pray right now, he'll heal you? Yeah, his power is going to go into your spirit and affect a healing and a cure in your body. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Receive healing. Receive strength. Be strong. Be well. I rebuke sickness, disease, tumors of any kind, cancer, growths. In Jesus' name, go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. He washes over you. He washes over you. Yeah. And now, right now, you are completely free. Oh, He washes over you. Never the same, never the same. Permanent results, permanent changes, permanent strength, permanent life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Would you come up? Thank you, Lord. I don't know your past, but I know your future. Your future is amazingly bright. When you look in the mirror, look at yourself a whole different way. In Jesus' name, thank you for the call on His life. Thank you for the preparation. Thank you that He is mighty, 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 mighty. In Jesus' name. Thank you for the giftings and the callings in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Be strong. Be strong and of good courage. Thank you, Lord. By my Spirit, says the Lord. By my Spirit, says the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You're not here by accident. You know, you came here one way, but you're going to go back another way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anyone else for healing? I know we're super shy in Samoa. But if you're not well in your body, don't wait another minute. He's here by His Spirit. The same Spirit that raised up the man at the gate called Beautiful, the same Spirit that healed all those people through Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that opened blind eyes, that raised the dead, that cleansed the lepers, that worked miracles, that healed the maimed. Oh my. That caused the lame to walk, deaf ears opened, people that couldn't speak to be able to speak. Oh, the leper was cleansed, given brand new skin. Do you know, in that same meeting at Rhema, thank you, Lord, it wasn't just me that got healed. There were two other people that I knew of. There was a woman there that had growths all over her face and just freckles everywhere. And as she was writing her notes, things started to drop down onto her white paper, and she didn't know what it was. Do you know how when you erase with an eraser, you kind of have to get the debris off the paper? Well, just stuff kept falling down onto her paper, black dots everywhere. And she just kept, what is that? And then later she realized that she was born with this condition. Her face was completely clear. Not one growth. Not one growth. Praise the Lord. Can you praise the Lord? Would you like to stand up and just move a little bit? Can you praise the Lord? Because what He's done for others, He'll do for you. And greater things will we see. But we can't We can't expect God to move if we don't give an opportunity like this. If we want to just rush home and just, like we said, check the box. God will move. Thank you, Lord. Another song. I believe. I believe. You guys can sing with me if you want. I believe in the power of God. I believe. Come on. I believe. I believe in the power. The power of God. I believe in His power. I believe in His love. I believe in the one He sent down from above. I believe there's a river of healing so deep. Step into the power of God. 'Cause I believe, I believe, I believe in the power. I believe. I believe in the power of God. Thank you, Lord. You believe, as I believe. I believe when I lay hands on you, that the power of God will go into your body and affect a healing and a cure. And if you receive that by believing it, the transaction will occur. And it'll manifest in the physical. In Jesus' name. I believe. I believe. I believe in the power of God. I believe. I believe. I believe in the power of God. In Jesus' name, be healed, be strong, be well, be mended now and forever. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, that's it. Be healed, be strong. Be mended now and forever. Permanent results. The Lord is offering you permanent results and permanent solutions for health issues that you've been facing. Believe. Your life will never be this way again. You will be strong. You will be well. You will be free in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. You're loosed in Jesus' name. Be free. Be strong, be well. Thank you, Lord. Just believe that. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Spiritual transactions are made by believing. You take the things of the Spirit with your heart by believing with your heart. That's how the transaction occurs. In Jesus' name. That's it. Mole prebrea pa maestro popo. Koso pre. Tromoso pre. Kondre prebre. Sis, can you stop talking for a second? All I want you to do is just receive. In Jesus' name. Be strong right now. Be well. Be free. In Jesus' name. It's going to get better and better and better physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, the path of the just is like the rising sun. It gets brighter and brighter and brighter until the full day. So things aren't going to get worse. Things are going to get better. Thank you, Lord. By the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord said that. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. What a beautiful woman you are. In Jesus' name. God wants to heal you. God wants to help you. God wants to strengthen you. He wants to help you in everyday parts of your life. Everything that you have to do, there's strength for you. There's help for you. There's life for you. Father, in Jesus' name, bless her. Strengthen her. Heal her. Empower her. Thank you, Lord. Get up and stay up. You're winning. You're winning. You're winning. You're winning. Thank you, Lord. I believe in the power of God. In Jesus' name. Be strong, be well, be free in Jesus' name. No more sick days, no more pain. Yep, permanent solutions, permanently healed. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I believe. I believe. I believe in the power of God.
It's going right into you right now.
I believe. I believe. I believe in the power of God.
Be strong. Be strong. God brought you here for your life to completely change. Surrender to it. Surrender to it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your complete restoration for this man's life. Thank you for miracles. Thank you for mercy. Thank you, Father, for a great future. Thank you for your healing power. I know the plan that I have for you, says the Lord. It's plans for welfare, for peace, for a future with a hope. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. The Lord is working in your life. Just trust Him. Trust Him. Trust Him. Thank you, Lord. He can make a way. He can make a way. Thank you, Lord. My longing is it for healing? Thank you, Father. Your heart here, your lungs. Father, in Jesus' name, we speak life, strength, and wholeness. Be repaired, be mended, be made new now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Is it for healing, Jimmy? What's wrong with you? Oh, you? Diabetes. No, 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 no. That's not right. Father, in Jesus' name, all the way. All the way. Thank you, Lord, for this young man's life. He's one of your sons. He's not guilty. Not guilty. So all the way, every cell, every chemical reaction that needs to happen, all the levels in his blood sugar, normal. Normal in Jesus' name. I command this body to function at 100% in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm free. Thank you. Hi, Mom. Strength. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for strength. Strength in her spirit. Strength in her mind. I speak to the physical brain and I command it to mend. I speak to the nerves. I command them to be strong and function in Jesus' name. Memories come back. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. We praise you. Doesn't matter how old you are. Doesn't matter. He can make it new. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Anyone else? Thank you, Lord. Why don't you just lift your hands and praise Him? Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for healing us. Thank you. You set us free. Thank you. Open wide my prison. Thank you for healing me. Thank you. You set me free. Thank you. I receive. I believe. Thank you, Lord. I receive you as my healer. I receive it right now, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The power of God is present to heal. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This is it. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you, heart. brand new. Be restored. Be renewed. Reconstructed. Revived. Oh, thank you, Lord, that you can do anything. I watched a tumor disappear. It's so easy for you. You made the heart. You can make any adjustment. You can strengthen. You can restore. You can put a brand new one in. You're going to live a long, 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 long time. And this heart is going to beat strong, 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 strong in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Completely healed. Completely free. And now I am completely free. Oh, he washes over me. I'm stronger every day. I'm stronger every day. His word is life and strength to me. Oh, I'm stronger every day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's no one else that can do this but him. And he does it by his Spirit. By his Spirit. Manifesting by believing, by receiving, by accepting. Anyone else tonight? Bit of a different service. I noticed that Jesus did this all the time. He's bringing this back. The heart of the Lord is to heal his people. The heart of the Lord is to heal all people. But the heart of the Lord is to heal his people. If you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior tonight, wouldn't it be wonderful to become part of the family of God? And receive all the benefits and the love and the care that God has for you. God sent his son, Jesus, to die for our sins so that we can be restored to an everlasting relationship with God. Maybe you're here, maybe you've been in church your whole life, but you've never said, okay, all right, Lord, I lay my life down. God is calling you tonight to receive him. He's calling you to come home by his Spirit speaking to you. If that's you tonight, we're going to pray a prayer of salvation, but also if you need to pray this prayer as a prayer of rededication, do it that way. Say, Father God, I know you're God. And I worship you. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to die for me and pay for my sins so that I could live. I accept Jesus as my Savior, And I make him Lord of my life. I believe that you raised him from the dead, victorious over all. And you now give me the victory through him. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord. I rededicate my life. In Jesus' name. Anyone pray that prayer tonight? Rededicate your life or salvation for the first time? Can I just see your hand? Anyone pray tonight? I always rededicate my life. Thank you, Lord. Anyone here tonight? You prayed that prayer for the first time? If you're down in the overflow, if you want to lift your hand and let the ushers know, yeah, I came back to God. I gave my heart to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, we can go on forever and ever, but I encourage you to come back next week. There's so many things that the Lord wants to say to us and bring us up to levels where we can minister healing in the streets of the Pacific for the people here. There's a lost and dying world that's out there right now. The fields are ready. They're white with harvest. And one thing I know about the Lord, he's a desperate employer. And he needs laborers, but not just anybody. He needs skilled laborers that can go out into the harvest fields of earth and preach salvation messages and train people and minister healing and minister deliverance and help people that are like sheep without a shepherd. So keep coming on Friday. I also want to invite you to Sunday morning. We're running side by side, parallel messages. Sunday morning, Pastor Junior will be talking about the spirit of a man. The spirit of a man. And so I encourage you, if you're not attending another church, please come and join us at 10 a.m. I believe the Lord is building his church for this end time harvest. Well, thank you so much for coming. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We're going to sing as we go, the praise and worship team. And we'd love to invite you to join us for fellowship. If you can help us reset up some of the classrooms, we would love that as well. God bless you, and good evening.